Good afternoon, Albro.
Good afternoon. Is Kevin there?
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you on some finance offers we sent out. It looks like it's based on some financing you guys did with U.S. Bank back in 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, it might have been, looks like some equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically we had the business pre-approved for working capital and equipment finance. Looks like about $250K. So yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you and see what you guys had in the pipeline, where you might need some financing.
Right now, at the moment, that last purchase for that machine, you know, we're only buying machine equipment on a as-needed basis. So when something is ready to be replaced, that's when we usually, you know, look into purchasing something new. But for the future, manufacturing is kind of on the slow side here on Long Island, so I'm not looking at any equipment changes. And working capital, I have a line of credit with my local bank here, so I don't really have a need for that right now. So, but yeah, I'm not really looking for anything, but I appreciate your call.
Yeah, no problem, Kevin. I just wanted to, you know, get in touch with you. So on an as-needed basis, is that, I mean, have you guys been growing?
If a machine breaks down or it becomes at the point where it's too old to, the technology has changed so much that it's useless, not useful for us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when we would be replacing. But we have a full shop of equipment right now that's all pretty current, so I'm not looking for any anything new at the moment. Yeah.
Okay, great. Right. And now with those machines, as they're getting, like, I know, like you said, the technology is growing with them. Does that kind of, you know, X out some employees, or how does that work? Do they run themselves?
No,
or does it get to that point?
The type of work we do, it's very precision, tight tolerance type work. So we use a cell type situation where each individual employee uses two machines.
So
they have like a 180, you know, look at one machine, turn around, and the next machine is behind them. But that's how most manufacturing is handled. So.
Right? So the one guy handles two. Okay. Well, yeah, if you don't mind, I had an email. It's Kevin at 062864@AOL.com. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and just shoot you some info. You have in your back pocket in case something comes up.
Okay, I'm always open for options, but right now I'm not looking for anything at the moment.
Yeah, okay. And you said it's kind of slow. It's slow for you guys right now?
Well, yeah, you know, manufacturing on Long Island, everything's going overseas, unfortunately. So we're instead of getting the meat and potatoes, we're getting the crumbs.
Yeah, that's, I know. Do you think that'll ever change, or it's been pretty
steady? Talk Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what a lot of people.
I don't know, really. You know what? Manufacturing is a whole new animal. The American company cannot compete with India, China, South America. It just can't. There's no way. We couldn't cut enough costs to even attempt. So that's the problem. And, you know, from a big business standpoint, I get it. You know, they want to get their product for the cheapest price, you know,
exactly.
Good quality. The equipment is and technology is, you really don't need superstars anymore. You know, the machine does the work.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of, is the quality is the same, or they're still like,
I don't know. I still think
better.
You know, I'm by American, so
I'm
American manufacturer, so I'm not going to tell you that the quality is the same. Of course it's not.
Yeah,
exactly. It's good enough, I guess. So.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Well, we'll see what happens after this election.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, and I appreciate your help. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.